If you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, if you don't want my love. Anymore. If that's the way that the world moves around, then that's the way that it all ends. When you want me, I want. If you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, I know who I'll get it. If you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, if you don't want my love. Game on.
To you. It is K-Pig's live music show, Please Stand By. And this morning, Please Stand By, brought to you by the Bagel Cafe. Excuse me, the Bagel Cafe. Yeah, that's right. with two locations in Watsonville and one in Salinas. Also, Odwalla Juices, bringing us water and juice. The Santa Cruz Coffee Roasting Company for the great coffee. And also, Antolini's, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath. Sylvan Music, Blue Note Guitars, Pacific Garden Supply, The Fifth String, and you, our loyal listeners, thanks for being here with us. Arden here, and John will be here shortly. I think there's some antique thing going on or something, and anyway, we're just going to forge ahead, and he'll have to play catch-up with us this morning. Here he comes, stomping up the stairs. This morning, the Trailer Park Rangers are going to be here with us. Mambo Tropical will be here with us. Banshee in the Kitchen will be here with us. And Sarah Hickman is here with us. And here comes Sleepy John. Look at that.
First of all, thanks to the gentleman. They just picked me up in the Jeep. Wow. My car broke down coming in from the...
Let me help you finish getting dressed.
Thank you.
So you're
undressing me.
I'm undressing you first.
Listen, can we go to commercial? So Sarah Hickman is undressing me right now. And anyway...
He snotted, too. Ooh, he smells sleepy. That's a good smell. Okay, there you go.
Oh, did I have it wrong?
Yeah.
John, let go of your hand.
Oh, you got the dog.
This is live radio, folks.
And Charlie's here.
Hey, Charlie.
And John is completely out of breath. John, we've introduced the entire show, and we've done all the sponsors. Yeah. So are you ready? Take it away.
All right. Well, let me tell you what happened. My car broke down at Rogie Lane on Highway 129. So I heated up and I couldn't get it going. So I got, thank you, sir. I'll be over to help you in a minute. I'll tune that up for you.
John, as you're speaking, I advise you to not get that on the ham cam. Too
late. Oh, so he, anyway, this gentleman stopped and picked me up. He lives next door to Wallace Bain. And he was so kind to pick Johnny Cash and I up and bring us down here. We were set up for the antique show out in San Juan Batista. And I thought, I got plenty of time. I'll just cruise over here and, of course, overheat. So we've done everything. I didn't say good morning.
We have. Mom. Good morning, John.
And Jeff and John and Charlie and Trina and Dave. I saw, there you are, Dave. I'm so spaced. I had to walk about a mile and a half before he was the first one to stop. So anyway, thanks, sir. You are a great guy. Hi, sir.
And I'll describe to the listeners what you're wearing today. You're looking very dapper.
Look what you did.
In
here.
A cool shirt. Yeah, I got you all set up. You're wearing a lovely Hawaiian shirt that's got tres palm trees on it and some lovely orchids. I don't see any plumeria on the shirt, but no. It does have that Hawaiian flair. And you've got some black Levi's, I believe, with your... What are those shoes called?
Tevas
and black socks. Nice.
Wait a minute.
Nice look. And then you got a black belt with a gold clasp, and that's about as far as we're going to go. Because did we get the 15-second shot there? There you go. And your hair is a little askew, but it's got that nice bedhead vibe. I like it. It's good.
And for her first song.
It's called Good Morning, Sleepy John.
Oh, Sarah, thank you so much. You're not playing any place. You just came through to play.
I just came to see you guys because I can't believe I've never been here. I don't know why that is, but...
Sounds like this. You sound like you might belong here.
Oh, I hope so. I hope I pass the audition and get to come back sometime.
Well, let's see. You want to do a song?
Sure.
All right, cool.
This is a song I wrote for you this morning, and it also happens to be on my new CD, Motherload, so go figure that out.
Certain what's behind the curtain of their dreams. We question, we ponder, we yodel and we wonder, is life everything it seems? Well, you're thinking, you're driving, I've warned you, you should never think and drive. Still you mix it up inside, letting your spirit run and hide. But look, now we've arrived, and I'm a-trippin', I'm falling, I'm hearing you, your voice, you're calling. I'm laughing, I'm sleeping, I'm tapping toes to the heartbeat close to mine. Feels like 2 days today. One day ending, yeah. One day beginning, spinning, always shining, hopping, skipping left to right, day and night. Two wrongs sometimes make everything seem all right, all right, all right, all right. Yesterday's still today. Tomorrow never really comes. Well, you wrestle with the demons, squeeze the sugar from the lemons, when there's still too much to be undone. Oh, and I'm a-trippin', I'm falling, I'm hearing you, your voice, you're calling. I'm laughing, I'm sleeping, I'm tapping toes to the heartbeat close to mine. Feels like 2 days today. Do you whistle while you work? Do you ever feel the jerk? Do you ever want to run outside? Do you need to take a break? Take your attic of mistakes. Let your fingers do the walk and let them slide. See the clouds overhead. Jumping naked on your bed. It's your body. Let it breathe. Let it move. Let it be. Let it fly. Thank you. and I'm tapping toes to the hot beat close to mine. Feels like 2 days today. How it ends on the record, it just kind of fades out. You could have joined in and sang harmony.
I was.
Oh.
You didn't hear?
It was so sweet.
Well, you'll hear it. You'll hear it on the
oh, how awesome.
Yeah. And then you can put my name on it and you'll sell
right, and
dozens.
Royalty
dozens. That song moved around a lot.
Yeah, is that all right?
I guess. I liked it.
That would be a good opening morning.
Yeah,
kind
sort of
thing.
Get you going.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't. But
I think that's like a strut. You know, it's a strutting kind of song.
That's perfect.
You feel like you're just
yeah.
kind of strutting down the avenue.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been gone for a while. We used to get your CDs and then you disappeared.
Well, I became a mom.
Oh,
and I started doing
it.
Children's music and just playing around Texas mostly.
Yeah.
To be by my kids and who are here today with me.
You travel on the road with your kids?
Well, just for this little leg of the tour.
Oh, what tough thing to do, take your kids along. The road is tough enough as it is.
Yeah, so they usually stay at home. And this is the first adult CD I've had in 5 years, so I'm just starting to go back out in the real world, so to speak. And
well, how did you like doing the kids' music and playing
for
kids?
I loved it. I had a lot of great success, and I'll still do it. I had three CDs, Newborn, Toddler, and Big Kid, and the next one's going to be called Zine for the in-betweeners, and then the last one will be called Hey, Get Out of Here for teenagers. So it'll be a full box set of five CDs, and I've had a really, really good time making children's music.
Oh, that's great.
Doing children's shows.
The Trout Fishing in America, they do a kid show, and then they come and do what
that's
they call
what
an adult
Texas.
Show.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, except when I say I'm doing an adult show, people look at me funny as if something exotic is going to happen. So I think what Trout Fishing says is people just nod their heads and say, oh, sure you are. But for some reason, when a woman says it, there's a little bit of mystery added to
it. Did you bring your pole for the dance?
That's right. Yeah.
So what's the name of the new album?
The new album is called Motherload. And it's the reason I called it Motherload was, first of all, it was just like the spiritual notion sent to me. But because it's got two discs. One disc is songs of universal woe on everything from domestic violence to war to insomnia to a song about my great-great-great-great-grandparents, President John Adams and his wife Abigail.
I'm related to them, too.
You are? We're family.
Yeah. All right.
That's so cool.
Yay.
And then the other CD is all these happy, sexy, upbeat songs. So the listener can choose their mood and choose their disc. And so,
how kind of you to give us choices.
Well, and the cover has a Kama Sutra painting on it, which is, you know, because I'm at a place now, I'm a mom and a musician and a wife and a lover, and I thought, well, that's where I'm coming from as an adult musician. So that's how I became a mom, was making love with my husband. And so the cover has this beautiful portrait of a couple engaged in creation.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Where is it?
Well, I sent one, but it looks like nobody has
Well, it,
it
would be over in Laura Ellen's office.
Oh.
She keeps them in huge stacks on her desk.
Oh, well, look, everyone's running to go get it right
now.
That's so great. How quickly everybody runs.
Well, we can't get in Laura Ellen's office. Well, she's a very smart station manager.
Oh,
she locks her office.
Well, maybe my friend Gene, I think he has a copy in the car. Maybe he could bring it and just show you.
Well, if people wanted to go on, like, on the web, maybe, to take a look at it.
Oh, it's everywhere. And it's in Barnes & Noble. I have
national distribution,
too. Yes, you can go to sarahhickman.com.
Which is absolutely the best place to buy it. You get the best copies.
Yes. And I can sign things to you if you like. But it's all over everywhere, and people can download it at iTunes, which is my least preference, but you know, that's how you keep up with the kids nowadays, with the whippersnapper soul.
This is before you dyed your hair, right?
That's right.
I didn't do an actual
portrait of me and my husband engaged
in
lovemaking. No, but I put an Indian couple on there because in their country, erotic artwork is considered sacred and it's valued and it's beautiful. Whereas in our country, people talk about sexuality as if it's either pornographic or they don't talk about it at all. And I thought that was really sad that in the United States of America, which is supposed to be the most liberated country in the world and the most educated, we can't talk about it in a spiritual sense, in a beautiful sense. And so that's why I wrote Start the Dialogue on the bottom.
Oh, that's that's just the radio copy, the full digipack. Yeah, and that's a portrait of me.
This is very nice.
Thank you.
Motherlode, and it's on what label?
It's on my label, Sleeveless, and I did a joint venture with a group called Mesa Blue Moon, and so we get distribution through Fontana, which is the Universal Music Group.
All right. Well, let's hear another song.
I'd love to play another song. I'm going to play a quiet song for you now, Sleepy John. I love to say your name, by the way. and this is a song I wrote for a friend of mine who came up to me and said, can you write a song? And I said, well, sure, I can write a song. And she said, no. I mean, can you write a song about me? And I said, oh, well, yeah, I can write a song about you. And then she said, well, I want you to write a song about me because I'm going to ask every songwriter I know to write a song about me. And then I'm going to put out a whole album of songs about me that I sing. And I said, well, more power to you. So, of course, as it comes down to the moment where you're writing the song, you realize you can only say so much because you don't want to upset the person you've written the song about.
I'm showing you the label here on it.
It's All About You. That's right. Although her album should have been called It's All About Me. Anyway, so when I finished the song, I realized that it was a universal song for everyone. And so this is to anybody out there that feels like they don't have a place in life, because I want to say that you do.
I must have faith in my own journey. I've got to believe I belong. And though I am weary, I feel forgotten. I'll find the strength in my own song. I see the sorrow of my yesterday. I read tomorrow's front page news. I hear a heartbeat long ago and bittersweet. It's a glass slipper I'll never lose. I must have faith in my own journey, yeah. I've got to believe I belong. And though I am weary, I feel forgotten. I'll find the strength in my own song. There is a shadow over your shoulder. Oh, I can witness, for I've had one too. The lonely anguish, the flicker of anger. So many questions of what to do. I must have faith in my own journey. I've got to believe I belong. And though I am weary, I feel forgotten. I'll find the strength in my own song. Standing at the window, watching the streets, eyes in the rain. Behind this curtain, I've watched my dreams die, hoping for lovers' hands and comfort sigh. I must have faith in my own journey. I've got to believe I belong. And though I'm weary, I feel forgotten. I'll find the strength in my own soul. I'll find the strength in my own song. I'll find the strength to carry
Sarah Hickman here on Pig Radio. So, were you on that calendar?
The Naked calendar?
Yeah.
Yes, I was Miss June.
I thought so. I've had you hanging in my office for the last month.
I know,
month.
But now I'm fully clothed. It's
know.
All coming back to me.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was you or Tom Pittman that...
Oh! No, you look more like Tom Pittman than I do. But
well,
I
yeah.
And he's a handsome fellow.
He certainly is.
Yeah.
Anyway, that album, that calendar was...
It was
so
beautiful.
Successful for John Dee.
Yes, and for those that don't know, it's a calendar of naked Austin musicians, 12 months of us, and we raised money for John Dee Graham's son who had a degenerative hip disease, and so far we've raised over $20,000 for
That's
him.
Just great. Mm-hmm. That's just wonderful. It's a great idea to do it.
Well, and you know what? That brings up a good point I wanted to mention to you. Do you know Barbara Kay from the Timbuktu3?
I know who...
Well, you should have her on. She's an amazing musician, but she started a group called TexAmericana.org, and if you want people to help financially with your station, what they can do is go to TexAmericana.org and pull up all these different Texas artists, and next to our CDs are a number of roses. So if there's five roses, $5 of each purchase of the CD will come to your station if they type in KPIG. And...
Now, I don't know if we can do that. It sounds like more support for non-commercial radio. This is a commercial radio station, so... But do it for your favorite commercial,
right,
non-commercial radio
station.
So they
could do it for other stations whose names I won't mention. But it's a great idea because, once again, musicians can help non-commercial stations who need funding and help with simple things like air conditioning. Or having been on one yesterday that had no air conditioning. But.
Oh, you were at KKUP.
Yeah.
with Tim
they
Dorman.
Love you. He loved you over there. Yes, he was very sweet. We had a good time.
All right. Well, we got time to do one more.
Oh, okay. Would you like an upbeat one? Or
let's get...
Yeah, okay.
Let's bounce a bit.
This is one I wrote with my friend Phil Parlapiano from the Brothers Figaro. I don't know if you've ever had them on. No. Bill Bonk. And they're out of Los Angeles. And...
Figueroa.
And this is also from Motherload, and it's a fun little jingly number.
Standing on a corner by a building that looks like an old Sears that just blew up. You just finished yelling, nothing's making sense, and I feel like what the cat coughed up. I hate to leave, but when push comes to shove, nothing's quite as crazy as love. Well, you took all my clothes and you threw them in the rain. When I came home, I had nothing to wear. Yeah, the next day at work, God, I felt like a jerk. I was naked and my boss just stared. Hate to leave, but when push comes to shove, nothing's quite as crazy as love. 'Cause love descends on you from above, never knowing it will arrive. And sometimes you think it's gonna eat you alive. Stupid love, stupid. Of stupid love. Hey! Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. La, da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. La, 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 la. Da, 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 da love you and you say you love me too. Sometimes I just don't know what to do. Cause we're fighting all the time over stupid odds and ends, and we make love and make up as friends. Well, I hate to leave, but when push comes to shove, nothing's quite as crazy as love. Cause love descends on you from above, never knowing it will arrive. And sometimes you think it's gonna eat you alive. Stupid love, yeah. Stupid love, oh, stupid love, oh, stupid love. Well, you throw it away, but it comes back to stay. What was I thinking of? Thinking of stupid love, stupid love, stupid love, stupid
Hickman, buy that calendar, see her naked in June. And what's the website?
SarahHickman.com.
All right, go there, you buy albums, find out where she's going to be, and where do you play in Austin mostly?
Cactus Cafe, La Zona Rosa, sometimes the backyard, all over.
Yeah.
Lots of great places to play in Austin.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll see you in March down there for So By So What.
I'll be in St. Thomas performing down there.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, come with me. You can wear that shirt.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah Hickman.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you here. Coming up next, I see some banshees. They're coming out of the kitchen. We'll find out about that next. But right now, we're going to ask you all to please stand by.